Welcome to episode 977 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. These verses from Paul's letter to Timothy offer a powerful reminder of the responsibility and challenges that come with following Christ. Paul begins by addressing Timothy as his son, emphasizing their close relationship and the mentorship that Paul provided. He then gives Timothy a command that is deeply connected to the prophecies spoken over Timothy's life. These prophecies likely foretold Timothy's future role in ministry and the challenges he would face. By recalling these prophecies, Timothy is encouraged to fight the good fight. The imagery of a fight highlights the spiritual battles that Christians face. It is a constant struggle against sin, temptation, and false teachings. Paul urges Timothy to engage in this fight with unwavering resolve, holding on to two vital weapons, faith and a good conscience. Faith is the bedrock of the Christian life. It is the trust and confidence we have in God and His promises. A good conscience is a clear sense of right and wrong, guided by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. When we reject our conscience, we compromise our integrity and open ourselves up to spiritual shipwreck. The warning about those who have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith serves as a sobering reminder of the consequences of straying from God's path. It's a call to vigilance and steadfastness, to hold on tightly to the truth of the gospel, and to live in a way that honors God. Verse 18 references prophecies made about you. From the biblical text, we have limited specific details about these prophecies spoken over Timothy. Here's what we can gather. They existed. 1 Timothy 1:18 directly references them. They were positive and encouraging. The context suggests these prophecies were not warnings, but rather affirmations of Timothy's potential and future role in ministry. Paul encourages him to fight the good fight by recalling them. They were likely given publicly. The phrase, prophecies previously made about you, implies some level of public knowledge or recognition of these prophecies within the early Christian community. They were connected to Timothy's gifting and calling. The prophecies likely pertain to Timothy's spiritual gifts and his future ministry, as Paul links them directly to his charge to fight the good fight. They might have been given at his ordination. Some scholars speculate that these prophecies might have been spoken during Timothy's ordination, which involved the laying on of hands. Beyond these points, the specific content and nature of the prophecies remain unclear. However, their significance lies in their encouragement and affirmation of Timothy's calling and ministry, especially in the face of challenges and opposition. They serve as a reminder of God's plan for his life and a source of strength for fulfilling his God-given purpose. This passage clearly identifies Timothy as special. What do we know about this faith warrior that might affirm his specialness?
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways in which Timothy was special.
Number 1.
Early faith. Timothy had a genuine faith from a young age, instilled by his mother and grandmother, showcasing his early commitment to God. Timothy's faith was nurtured from a young age, reminding us of the importance of early spiritual formation and the influence of godly parents and grandparents. We can invest in the lives of young people, planting seeds of faith that can blossom into a lifelong relationship with Christ.
Number 2.
Cross-cultural background. His mixed heritage, Jewish mother, Greek father, equipped him to minister effectively in diverse settings. Timothy's ability to navigate both Jewish and Greek cultures demonstrates the importance of cultural sensitivity and adaptability in ministry. We should strive to understand and appreciate diverse backgrounds, finding common ground to share the gospel effectively.
Number 3.
Joining Paul's ministry. Acts 16:1. So he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, there was a disciple there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. Thereafter, Timothy became Paul's companion and co-worker in spreading the gospel. Timothy's willingness to join Paul's ministry highlights the value of mentorship and learning from experienced believers. We can benefit from seeking guidance and wisdom from those who have walked the path of faith before us.
Number 4.
Circumcised for ministry, Acts 16:3. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Timothy willingly underwent circumcision to remove any potential barriers to his work among the Jews. Timothy's circumcision, though not essential for salvation, showed his willingness to adapt and become all things to all people for the sake of the gospel. We can learn from his example to be sensitive to cultural contexts and avoid unnecessary barriers in sharing the message of Christ.
Number 5.
Missionary journeys. Acts 13:4. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. Timothy accompanied Paul on several missionary journeys, visiting various cities and churches throughout Asia Minor and Greece. Paul also entrusted Timothy with important missions of his own, such as strengthening the church in Thessalonica. Timothy's participation in missionary journeys illustrates the importance of actively spreading the gospel and reaching out to those who haven't heard the message of salvation. We are called to share our faith both locally and globally, partnering with others to advance God's kingdom.
Number 6.
Imprisonment with Paul. Timothy was likely imprisoned with Paul during at least one of his incarcerations. Timothy's imprisonment alongside Paul shows his courage and commitment to the gospel, even in the face of suffering. We can be inspired by his example to stand firm in our faith, even when it costs us dearly.
Number 7.
Leadership in Ephesus, 1 Timothy 1:3. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine. Paul left Timothy in Ephesus to oversee the church and combat false teachings. Timothy's leadership in Ephesus demonstrates the importance of spiritual oversight and combating false teachings within the church. We can learn from his example to be vigilant in protecting the integrity of the faith and promoting sound doctrine.
Number 8.
Pastoral Epistles. Paul wrote 2 letters to Timothy, offering guidance and encouragement for his ministry. The letters Paul wrote to Timothy provide valuable guidance and encouragement for Christian leaders today. They remind us of the importance of character, sound teaching, and perseverance in ministry.
Number 9.
Ordination. 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Timothy was ordained for ministry through the laying on of hands by Paul and the elders. In 1 Timothy, Paul reminds the young man of the spiritual gift he received when that happened. Timothy's ordination highlights the importance of recognizing and affirming spiritual gifts within the church. We should encourage and equip those whom God has called to serve in various capacities.
Number 10.
Exemplary character. Philippians 2:20. I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. This verse, among others, highlights Timothy's stellar character. Timothy is portrayed as a model for other believers, with qualities like sincerity, faithfulness, and dedication to ministry. Timothy's character serves as a model for all believers, inspiring us to pursue Christ-likeness in every area of our lives. As we reflect on Timothy's life and ministry, let us be inspired by his resolute faith, his dedication to the gospel, and his willingness to face challenges head-on. May we too hold fast to the truth, guard our consciences, and fight the good fight of faith, knowing our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Father, thank you for the example of Timothy, a faithful servant who dedicated his life to spreading your gospel. Help us to emulate his courage, commitment, and faith. May we, like Timothy, hold fast to the truth, guard our consciences, and fight the good fight, all for your glory. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.